This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Assault on the... It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is the American people, people around the world of liberty. Nationalism and populism is exploding. We are recognized by the Council on Foreign Relations, by the World Institute of International Affairs, by the European Union, High Commission, and others, as the epicenter, as the trigger point, as the detonator, as patient zero in their takedown. And because we were fired like a proton in a superconducting super collider into a giant pile of lead so that they could basically try to track our trajectory, they are now able to know that we have the spiritual DNA and the understanding to take to the next level. So I believe InfoWars needs to survive into the next fight. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, you are the InfoWar. Just remember that. Roger, we're going to let you go here in a moment. You're obviously going to be on the war room today with the folks that are hosting. I think I was going to pop in as well. They got there, so Smith did a great job. But just in the 4 minutes we have here, please impart to folks, in case just the media is frothing, some are saying the judge may actually put you in jail, may completely gag you. Just a final statement in case this is one of the last times you get to talk.
Well, Alex, I must say, I'm grateful for the judge for her initial gag order, which left my First Amendment rights to intact. And I have not discussed the witnesses in my case or the charges against me, leaving that for court as the judge recommended. But I am not guilty of threatening anyone, and I hope to clarify that because I'm many things, but stupid is not one of them. Most of all, I guess I want to say that I thank the literally millions of people now praying for me, the thousands of people who are giving to the StoneDefenseFund.com, the thousands, millions, really, of people supporting InfoWars every day, knowing that we are a beacon of the truth, and my family, which has stood by me in this very difficult time in which I've been targeted for political persecution, largely because I supported Donald Trump for president. Not quite yet. This is
my president. Go ahead on.
From surgery, and we're praying for her as well. Thank you, Alex, so much for your support and the support of the entire InfoWars community. Owen and I had a good time in Washington, where he was a great comfort to me. We prayed together. I salute his leadership and his eloquence on the war room in my defense, and everyone in the InfoWars family who've been so supportive in this time of tribulation for me. It is my belief in God, my belief in the Constitution, my belief in Donald Trump that is getting me through this. We will make America great again, and we will turn the table on those who sought through a silent coup to bring down the duly elected president. Alex, thank you, and God bless you for everything you're doing for me. Thank you, and God bless everyone out there. Please go to InfoWars.com store. It is essential that this platform survive. This is a beacon of freedom. This is the last place you can get the absolute stone-cold truth. And we need your support because we are under attack as never before. They want to silence us because they know that we expose their lies, the lies of Jussie Smollett, the lies of Russian collusion, the lies about who is and is not a white supremacist. We are the people who bring you the truth, but we need your support. Alex Jones is not blowing smoke when he tells you that we are threatened with extinction. They have colluded to remove us from all of the social media platforms. So please, folks, go to StoneDefenseFund.com, send a contribution because lawyers are expensive. Go to InfoWars.com store and buy one of our great products or buy my book, Stone's Rules, or buy a T-shirt. But stand up in the fight for freedom. We need you as never before.
All right, Roger, thank you. I just wanted to pop my ear. That's why I interrupted, but great job. We'll be right back. I'll enjoy myself with big breaking news from InfoWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's...
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide.
Hey, I'm here.
President could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation, and I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
And there's a bunch of other clips with him on Colbert, him on Anderson Cooper, you name it, McCabe. When they ask, could he still be a Russian agent? That's the trick. Is he still a bank robber? Even though you were never a convicted bank robber, they say, is he still a bank robber? Does he still beat his wife? He never beat your wife, but they said that you beat your wife. Does he still steal cookies from the Girl Scouts? That means you stole cookies. It's all them trying to prey on you, trying to deceive you. And they've been successful deceiving the American people for so long, they now think they're invincible now. I want to hit some other big breaking news about the good news that's happening. I'm going to turn this over to Owen so you can open the phones up, take your calls. He has several guests on in the next hour. They'll be back tomorrow. And, of course, on Friday. We have a lot of big special guests coming to the studio on Friday. I'll see you at that. But I didn't plug the entire last hour. I mean, you know, Roger did his customary thing for his legal defense fund, which is great. But I've got 100 crew members. That's the janitors. Two janitors, that's the legal, and that's the accounting, and that's the shipping department, and that's the video editors, and the researchers, and the fact checkers, and the writers, and the everybody. And we are kicking globalist butt, and there's an article in the Washington Post, an article in the Atlantic Monthly, an article in the New York Times, and there's so many, I can't even read them all, saying we've got to get InfoWars completely off the air, because even though we have banned him off of every major platform, where he had tens of millions of subscribers on iTunes and YouTube and everything. Despite that, everyone still goes to InfoWars.com, and they tracked it. They called it informational backbone, and which I love being called a backbone, and they say it starts with Jones, and then it goes to Hannity, and then it goes to the Daily Caller, and it goes to Tucker Carlson. Well, what do you mean it goes there? When Pelosi says, you better not declare an emergency, you know, we'll take your guns during an emergency, everybody else says, Pelosi threatens an emergency. I go, no, she just threatened gun confiscation. The corporate media is able to take, when she gives a message to her own people, we're coming for the guns, they then take that message and basically suppress it and say, no, she just said an emergency's coming. When Nadler says, we're going to confiscate your guns during an emergency, I play the clip over and over again. Nadler threatens the Democrat emergency. All I do is cut to what it really is. And that's what they hate. And then our audience sends it out to talk radio stations, calls into C-SPAN, sends it to Hannity, sends it to Limbaugh, sends it to Tucker Carlson, sends it to Laura Ingraham. And then InfoWars never gets the credit, which is fine. I love it. In fact, I actually enjoy it in a sick way. I just want to win. And I'll hear word for word what I've said and what I've written and what I talk to folks and they go, oh, yeah, I love the show. Great research. But it's just so good. Even Media Matters and others have lined up, you know, whole paragraphs of what I've said months before, and then it's exactly said out of the president's mouth. It's exactly said out of the other people's mouth. And that's what leadership is. When you're a real leader, folks, you don't get the attention while you're alive. You don't get to get carried around people's shoulders. You get your kids and live in a free country, not run by people that kill babies after they're born and you know, devil worshippers. I mean, that's what's happening. They courthouse in America. They're electing Baphomet with kids sitting in his lap. This is the enemy coming in like a flood. And so InfoWars is a leading light. And I hate to keep going, oh, we're so important. Oh, we're so great. Oh, we're under attack. Understand the explosive information we've got that you, as the InfoWars, you are the InfoWars, folks. That's not patronization. What we've got is their number. We've got their kryptonite. And they're not good like Superman. We've got them dialed in. We're in the head. And they just had us. I'm going to tell you, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. When you thank our local AM and FM stations and TV stations, when you spread the word, when you send out our best articles every day on InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, when you take that action and override them, they can't censor you on email yet, or on text messages, or word of mouth, or PeytonInfoWars.com on the side of your barn, or maybe you don't want all the negative connotation they put on it. Hey, great. Well, we have NewsWars.com. Enemy hadn't demonized that yet. By the time the enemy's demonized that, we want to make it comfortable for you on the DL to promote the truth. We'll have a new website for it, or PrisonPlanet.com. The point is that we're in a total commitment and a total fight. The enemy knows it. So listen, whatever you do, keep spreading the word. And whatever you do, say, you know, I'm going to try Alex Jones's coffee. It's the best coffee, highest rated out there for the price. Everybody tastes it. They love it. From Southern Mexico, basic Guatemalan coffee, but it's not overgrown. It's well-crafted. Like American coffee in two different varieties. It's the same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name, but they sell for $10 more a pound. And so here's the deal. Just eat your coffee, sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com, find the InfoWars. Get your toothpaste, sign up every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. You can cancel any time for free. Get 10% off additionally, get your Super Blue, fluoride-free, coral fluoride on, what about toothpaste? Sign up. Everybody's going to want to order, I think, every few weeks. Our protein bars are the highest quality in two different great flavors, vanilla and coconut, and peanut butter chocolate, 12 bars per package. In fact, it's designed for retail. If you've got a store and want to sell them, you can buy them and sell them in your store as well. It's like the whole retail packaging where the top comes off and folds back for a flap to promote it. So it's designed for retail sales as well. These bars, ladies and gentlemen, are the equivalent of bars. They sell for $5, $6, $7 at Whole Foods. These are high-end bars. Our normal sale price is $3 a piece. They're at $2.40 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Introductory offer, InfoWars protein bars. Good luck demonizing those and calling it snake protein. The FDA says you need 55 vaccines by the age of two. We're going to arrest you if you don't. But don't protein. You can't sell protein. Don't brush your teeth either. That's bad. He sells snake paste. Toothpaste called snake paste is a sick joke. Or maybe air is going to be called snake air. Jones says you need oxygen. The point is, we're in a total fight, a total commitment. You've seen the attacks. They're ratcheting them back up because they're in so much trouble. And quite frankly, while we hold them here, while they focus everything on us, all these new groups and organizations are sprouting up and exploding. Very exciting things are happening. Like Owen said, the globalists are being exposed. All their programs are going out in flames. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But Owen, I want you to take over. But this Jesse Smollett thing is just the gift that keeps on giving. Just like AOC, or just like Pelosi, or just like any of these people. These are horrible, gross globalists. And now these Nigerian brothers have sworn that he wrote the fake letter. Of course he did. And all of it. And now they're saying, this is on InfoWars.com, prosecutor just came out, Paul Joseph Watson article, Jesse Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison. Empire Actor could be behind bars if allegations he alleged attack are proven true. And it just goes over all the facts and all the evidence and how ridiculous it is and how he doubled down and how Fox is now defending him. And others are showing they probably gave the orders events, remember how many of these stage things we've seen, and just remember that we forced them into an open fight. Some of them just preying on our kids when they're unborn or just born or in schools, because that's what they are, they're predators. Now they've got to face men and women out in the open sun, Owen, and now the real ball game's here. And now we're in the real world, Owen, and the globalists don't know what to do. They don't know how to deal with an awake public all over the world. And so the good news is the globalists are losing. The bad news is for those of us on the tip of the spear, it is not a fun situation.
Well, we're going to break it all down, including some breaking fake news out of CNN. They're reporting the Mueller report could come out next week. I don't expect it. I think this is them just hyping up their fake news, Alex. But we're going to break it all down on the other side of this break. The president is right now in danger to be removed by the Democrats.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, folks. Thank you for joining us on this Global Wednesday edition. I want to direct the viewers and listeners to the front page of drugreport.com that I was going to take over. This is just today. EU governments endorse copyright reform. Remember Drudge 2.5 years ago in studio? Saying how the internet freedom will be ended with world government copyright laws, saying you can't even link to somebody, even though that sends them traffic. Commission calls opponents of it a mob. Death of the web, they're saying. And then under that, CNN, Mueller report out next week. I told you a few weeks ago. Speaking of Drudge Report, Drudge linked to that live Sunday broadcast that my sources and my intel and the tea leaves showed that he was going to be issuing a report on or around March 1st. Well, next week, or we do the math, let's look it up. I don't have it in front of me. What is not this Friday, but what's next Friday on the calendar, guys? Look that up for me, please. What is next Saturday? That would be right around when I said.
Next Saturday would be the 2nd of March.
Okay, so the next Friday would be March 1st, and we'll see if I put it dead on. We're usually right, we're wrong sometimes. Sometimes I'm listening to rebroadcast, which I just do for quality control, and I go, why am I saying ABC is defending Smollett? It's Fox. Even I know that. But it was ABC also that executive defending it as well. That's how I got confused. But and then let's look at something separate here. FBI builds DNA database for all. But it turns out they've been getting it from private companies and private groups when you get your DNA tested. Well, I was the first to break, again, because people gave me the documents. In 1996, secret DNA databases been sending our DNA to Big Pharma and to the UN. They take blood from babies at birth. It's not the test for diseases. They're taking your baby's blood for a global DNA database. And it was since lawsuits that were won in Minnesota and Texas off of our breaking that story. That's why they want us off the air, ladies and gentlemen, is because we're on target. But, CNN is constantly hyping things that don't come true. So I agree with Owen. The fact that they say Mueller report out next week makes me question whether my sources were right. And then, of course, they can change that. But, we told you in October Trump was looking at an actual emergency and was the right thing to do. And then, of course, we told you a month before he did it, and we thought he was about to do it. He stepped back and didn't do it. Now they're trying to claim he can't do it. Now, the way he's doing it in the 78 law does involve Congress, but I still think he has the power overwhelmingly, and the courts before have agreed. If he just did his commander-in-chief, they would have had no say-so, because the commander-in-chief is over the border, the armed forces, and the Navy. So that's the facts. So Trump, I think, went the wrong route with the emergency because his lawyers tricked him. He's got traitors in there, we know. A bunch of yes men that are trying to, basically, let's not even say traitors. They're trying to cover all bases, all the numbers on the crash table. They think that's leadership, is to protect themselves and have a more retarded trophy wife and a bigger, cooler golf course house. And that's what they're into. They're not real leaders. So his spirit was in the right direction. I don't know if it was executed right, but time will tell. And then, meanwhile, something else we first broke in 2004 at Infowars.com and PrisonPly.com, Nest Spy. Google says built-in microphone was never supposed to be secret. That's right. Nest is Amazon, but it's run by Google. And they say never supposed to be secret. While it was in our patents in 2004, we started putting embedded microphones and things around then, so Business Insider, I wonder if Business Insider will get a surprise. I'll get prison. InfoWars will get prison. We'll be destroyed for breaking in 2004. Not supposed to break in 2004. You're supposed to wait till they deny it to Congress. They deny they fixed search results. They deny they're working with dictators. They deny they're doing all this. And then when they get caught doing it all, they go, of course, we've always got this spin up against the Indian Americans. I'm like, no, I'm not against anybody. But you are nothing but a liar. So the on-device microphone was never intended to be a secret and should listed in the tech specs, of course. Like the tech specs of any TV say, watch what you say, we're listening. The person said there was an error on our part. On Tuesday, Drew representatives told Business Insider the company had made an error. The problem, users didn't know a microphone existed on their Nest security device to begin with. Oh, here's your fault. In early February, Google announced the assistant would work with its home security alarm system, Nest Secure. And then it just goes on from there. Oh, you're just now learning this cancer virus isn't a vaccine. SV40 is our favorite from the immortal gene line. It stays in stasis for up to 50 years in the injector. It then plugs in, designed perfectly, into your cells. And at a certain cell replication date, generally 60 years of age, the viruses are triggered and begin activation, which is your deactivation. So don't worry, it's not just hidden microphones that I first reported on 20 years ago and signed to the London Cable Box. It's hidden vaccine weapons that will kill you and your family. And while you die over a few years of cancer, all your money will be sucked out, and your church will raise money, and they'll get the money. So don't take your vitamin C, don't take your bone broth, don't filter your water, don't support InfoWars.com, Next Decade News Today. Just submit, but remember to all the federal judges, and all the FBI agents, and all the globalists, and all the king's horses, and all the king's men. You all haven't been let into the inner circle. No, because you're followers. You're not leaders. You were never given the offer. You don't know. But I'm going to tell all the people that serve the system, and the good people, too. Most adults living will bury your children. Your children are dead already from the vaccines, and you're dead, too. And I just want you to remember, when you're fighting for your life and remembering your children, you already buried. All you judges and all you politicians, just remember, it's going to get a lot worse once you're in hell. So make your jokes about killing babies that are already born and run your big, fat, demonic mouths. But everything we told you is now coming out and is now unfolding. And that is the reality, my friends. And that is where the story doesn't end. It's where the story begins, because I'm not trying to scare you. I believe that if you're faced with the truth, you'll make the hard decisions and realize that a kill grid is being erected by a very evil, sinister force of the fallen one on this planet, working with collaborators. Back to Owen Schroyer live from the ATX.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to get into some of the latest news, including the circus that is being formed right now that will be the Democrat 2020 presidential nomination process, and how it's basically going to be. And this is why I don't think they really want the Mueller report or the Mueller investigation to finish, because they want that as a talking point for the Democrat nomination process. So could it be that the left is being baited right now with the potential release of the Mueller report? Could it actually be coming, and then five other rockets will launch into the stratosphere? We'll talk about it on the other side.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time Immune Boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex here now, and we got a lot of news to get to, but the breaking news that has the siren at Drudge Report right now is a CNN story, Justice Department preparing for Mueller report as early as next week. Now, I think CNN is getting trolled here, to be honest with you, and I actually would say that there is more hype and more belief, if you will, from informed, intelligent people, not just fake news people on the left, that the Mueller report was actually going to be submitted and concluded in March. A lot of, let's just say, informed people believe that. More so, because this isn't the first time a story like this has come out where they say, oh, you know, the Mueller report's coming out next week or next month. They've been reporting that news for a while. Never comes to fruition. That's why I don't really buy this. But you saw John Brennan, I believe it was on CNN, basically saying get ready for nothing with the Russia collusion Mueller report. We'll play that clip. And you've seen a story in the New York Times or no, I'm sorry, it was MSN and the New York Times. Intimidation, pressure, and humiliation inside Trump's two-year war on the investigations encircling him. Of course, the irony is the intimidation, the pressure, and the humiliation is what Trump has had to endure, what conservatives have had to endure. Heck, what teenage boys have to endure because of this out-of-control, unhinged left. But this story was like 14 pages long. It's basically just like the pipe dream of the left, what they wish is happening or what they think is happening. And then you read this CNN story about the investigation about to come to a close, including an entire section of the story, Life After Mueller. And so you read that and they're realizing they're basically preparing their audience that there is no Russian collusion, but there's still going to be some stuff after Mueller. They'll still be investigating this and this and this, and there's some other stuff going on. So it's basically like, okay, Alex asked for a sports analogy. This is like your home team is winning by 40 points, but the announcers for the away team, or no, let's say your home team is on the road playing an away game. They're winning by 40 points, but the announcers and the scorekeepers have been lying about the score, and they have their home team up by 40. So even though you're up by 40, the scorekeepers and the announcers are claiming their team is up by 40, and so the whole crowd thinks the home team is up by 40, and they're all cheering and getting ready to go. And then they're about to be like, all right, actually, they're up by 40. We were losing the whole time. And so they're just kind of getting the audience ready. Like the scorekeeper comes up, excuse me, we are investigating a problem with the scoreboard. And the audience is like, oh, what? Excuse me, we are investigating a problem with the announcing team. What? Oh, it turns out the scoreboard was wrong. And the home team has actually been defeated by 40 points. Have a nice night. But don't worry, there'll be another game tomorrow. And that's basically what the story is. And then that's basically what John Brennan said on CNN last night in clip 22.
As a trained experience,
Jim Clapper, excuse me,
and how he would approach somebody that he is trying to co-opt or influence or gain leverage over, and in this case, you know, appeal to ego. And so in that sense, in that context, is what I think of when I mean a potential unwitting asset.
Okay, so then
unwitting asset. Oh.
Asset. What would that look like?
Well, that to me would be, which frankly I rather doubt.
Pause it right there. Oh, Jim Clapper, the now CNN employee. Oh, former director of national intelligence. I mean, do I have to ask for the clips of Clapper claiming Trump is a Russian agent? I mean, I don't know how far he went. I don't know if he's like a Adam Schiff that says, I have the proof, I've seen it, or a Swalwell, I've seen the proof, I've seen the collusion, we have him. Well, here's Clapper saying he doubts that Donald Trump was ever wittingly an agent of Russia. Oh, if Clapper would have said, I know for a fact Trump was a witting agent of Russia, it would have made national headlines. But because he says he doubts Trump was a witting asset of Russia, CNN barely makes a big deal out of it. Let's finish the clip.
Well, that to me would be, which frankly I rather doubt, is a recruited asset who is responding to a direction of a case officer. Again, I'll put that that phrase in quotes, and I really don't think that's the situation here. So I think it's if that is the case, it would be more unwitting than witting.
Yeah. And so is the Robert Mueller investigation enough to tell if that's the possible scenario?
Oh, is it enough?
You think that what Andrew McCabe said is a possible scenario?
See, now pause here. So here they're getting prepared for the release of the Mueller report in case it delivers nothing. They're saying, don't worry, there'll be more. Don't you worry. Don't worry. There's a game tomorrow. Again, your team just lost, or you're at the away game and they just lost this. The team, but there will be a game tomorrow. Please come out tomorrow. Finish clip.
Robert Mueller investigation and what's happening in Congress enough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the big question. I think
what does it even mean?
The hope is
what more do you want?
The Mueller investigation will clear the air on this issue once and for all. I'm really not sure it will, and the investigation, when completed, could turn out to be quite anticlimactic and not draw a conclusion about that. Again, I don't know. Now, the unknown here, at least...
I mean, is this not so obvious what they're doing?
Might the Congress do on its own, particularly the House Intelligence Committee or the House Judiciary Committee, mm-hmm. you know, whether it would... take the Mueller investigation's results and go on from there. And I have no idea where that would lead.
Oh. So there you go, folks. They're teeing it up for their next round of investigations. This is actually interesting. They might actually now think that Mueller has been so tainted that even if he releases a report, it won't work. This is an interesting pivot happening right now from this Russia investigation. But let's go ahead and go back to McCabe and put a cap on this. Here's McCabe on CNN, even after Clapper just said he's probably not a winning Russian asset, saying, you know, it's possible Trump is still a Russian asset.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation. And I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
Then on the Today Show, he admits they ordered a counterintelligence investigation against Trump. But I want to go instead to him with Colbert, the ultimate leftist propagandist, saying it didn't feel like a coup.
Oh, Lindsey Graham has called this he wants to investigate a potential coup. How coup-y did it feel to you in the moment? I mean, it's a constitutional coup in a way, but it's a coup.
I think that's a contradiction in and of itself, right?
Constitutional coup?
Yeah. I mean, it was not
like
very...
Like jumbo shrimp or something like that?
It was not very coup-y.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mention in the midst of a wide-ranging conversation. I'm not aware that Rod ever took any efforts to pursue that. I'm not aware of any meetings about it.
So what are you aware of?
It was, for me, really just an indicator of just how frenzied and fraught the situation was that we were in, and those were the
what situation
we're bouncing around.
Whoa, what is he talking about? The situation we were in. You made up Russian collusion. You then used that to spy on the Trump campaign. You got caught doing all of it. Now you're trying to cover your ass and claim Trump is a Russian agent with no proof. That's the situation here. Wow, we'll be right back with.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Oh, no.
Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I've got a bunch of news I need to get to here and some clips before I'm joined in studio by Stuart Rhodes and Dave Roberts, and then we're going to take your phone calls. But first, let me just do this, because, again, InfoWars is an amplification tool here. Our own Millie Weaver did a report. She was pregnant. She recently had a kid where she went and called an abortion clinic just to see if they would, you know, do a late-term abortion for him. They did, of course, suggest that for her. And she recorded it. You've had other people go in and do undercover videos where they talk about selling baby parts. They're now baby part traffickers. That's going on too. Now, Steven Crowder has just got an undercover video where they sent a pregnant lady into, I believe it's a Planned Parenthood clinic. Here's just a brief teaser of that video that Louder with Crowder has just released.
Marielle is 25 weeks pregnant with her baby Rose. At 25 weeks, Rose is well developed. She already has hair on her head. She can get the hiccups and even recognize her mother's voice from the womb. Rose also has a viability of 50 to 80%. In 7 states with more on the way, it is perfectly legal to abort Rose for any reason. Worse, it's easy. All that would need to happen today for you to actually go through with this abortion would be to say the word yes.
Yep.
So this video is simple. There are 800,000 to 1 million abortions performed every year in the United States, with thousands, tens of thousands, classifying as late term. We took a hidden camera to an abortion clinic in Colorado where late-term abortions have been legal for years to show you exactly what it is that they, we, and you are talking about. But right away, we ran into some oddly opaque hiccups.
For clinic security, we don't allow any purse bags, cell phones, like literally none of that can come in with you.
Are we allowed to bring like snacks or water or anything?
Nothing. It's like an airport. The only thing you can bring in is a photo ID.
Okay. Wow.
That's right. No phones, purses, jackets, hats. So we had to cut a hole in Marielle's shirt and make do. We then sent her back into the clinic where she was briefed on the likely procedure, but was mostly relegated to the waiting room. And that's when something dumbfounding happened. We'll call her patient X.
How far along are you?
I'm 28. Mm-hmm. I'm not very big.
And as we later found out, it was actually worse.
2 year-old?
Yeah, I mean, I'm further along than the kid or what? Like, putting in 32 weeks.
That's right. Just like thousands every day across the country, this woman was going to end her 32-week, that's 8 months, her 8-month-old baby's life. For reference, this is what a 32-week-old potential rose looks like. Fully developed, entirely viable, and without a doubt, not a clump of cells or a zygote, but a baby. And perfectly legal to kill.
Wow. So there's just a teaser from Louder with Crowder in their undercover video. You know, I'm going to try not to pontificate on that, but my God. It's a tragedy. I mean, whether you want to say it's legal or not, it's a tragedy. And the fact the left celebrates it just shows you how sick they are. Okay. Let me just do a news blitz here and try to recover from that. Oh. So let's just start here and just go right down the line. Venezuelan soldiers to guard border ahead of aid entry, minister says, and the Venezuelan president, Maduro, not the president, Guaido, that we claim is the president, is basically saying the military and rejecting the aid. So basically you have a standoff happening right now, and looks like we're moving towards intervention. The whiskers in John Bolton's mustache are tingling. U.S. debt hits record under Trump, Republicans mum. So, yes, these are two issues right here as a Trump supporter, as a Trump voter, that I can't get behind. I don't want more foreign intervention. I don't want more regime change. I'm sick of the United States getting behind this. And I'm sick of the debt going up. And maybe if we had less foreign intervention, I wouldn't have to worry about the debt going up. Now, if that's fraud on one level, if you want to call it that, or just not delivering on those two fronts, we'll see what happens. This is fraud on a totally different level. Now, okay, everybody knows about the Jussie Smollett story. I'm not going to go back into all the details of that, but let's look at another angle here just to show you, again, the total nature of how fraudulent these people really are. I mean, you know, words really are beyond description at this point for how fake these people are. I didn't know about this story, but it was really heartwarming. Good Samaritan picks up hotel tab for 70 homeless people in Chicago amongst the life-threatening cold. It actually ended up being about 100, over 100 people, about 120 people. And it was $70 each for the rooms that this Good Samaritan, Candace Payne, so she spent this money and took care of these people, her own money out of her own pocket, to take care of the homeless people in Chicago when they were freezing to death. Literally, one of them died. So a good Samaritan that actually cares about people, that actually wants to do good for the community and puts their money where their mouth is, Candace Payne, she did the right thing. Think about what Jussie Smollett did while Candace Payne was putting her money where her mouth is and actually helping people in Chicago. Jussie Smollett spent almost $10,000 to stage a fake hate crime to try to destroy this country, to lie about Trump supporters, to demonize his opposition, his opponent. That's a total fraud. That's a total loser. That's an evil, evil spirit. A good Samaritan would have done what Candace Payne did and taken care of her fellow people in Chicago. Jussie Smollett is total scum, and he faked a hate crime and then lied about it for an entire week. He could have spent that 10 grand and he could have potentially saved people's lives that died in the cold in Chicago. No, he was too busy faking a hate crime. Total scum. The worst of us is Jussie Smollett. The worst! And so Ellen DeGeneres gave Candace Payne $50,000 on The Ellen Show. So that's the good side of America. Jussie Smollett is literally the worst side of America. The worst. But that's not stopping the left from coming to his aid, like S.E. Cupp, who used to be a conservative. And she tweets this out. The giddiness among Trumpsters over the Smollett news is gross. The story is awful. He allegedly abused police resources, exploited raw divisions in this country, and made it harder for every victim of a hate crime to report. This is sad no matter your politics. What do you mean no matter your politics? The whole thing was politically derived. I mean, it's unbelievable how the left, here's what they do. They stage an event, they lie about something, they get caught, and then they act like, oh, no, but I'm not the bad guy. You're still the bad guy. Yeah, I got caught, and everything that I preach about and everything that I claim turns out to be a total lie that I fabricate with my fake news, but the point is, you're still the bad guy. I mean, I don't even, the psychology of these people, folks, these are psychopathic, pathological liars. That's who these people are. Jussie Smollett is a psychopath, pathological liar. Here's an entire list. Oh, here's the Daily Beast, by the way. Fakers like Jussie Smollett play victim. Politicians buy it and play right into Trump hands. Exactly. It's like, yeah, you're right. It plays into Trump hands. It plays into President Trump's hands that everything you say about him is a lie. And then when you try to prove that it's true, you get caught in a lie. Yeah, that does play into Trump's hands, doesn't it? Wow. Maybe you should stop lying. But no, they'll never accept the blame. Here's a list of the hate crimes that have been faked since President Trump has been in office. Anti-Muslim hate crime in Michigan turns out to be a hoax. Bisexual student fakes Trump-inspired hate crime. Turns out to be a hoax at North Park University. Gas station racism goes viral, then police debunk it. They tried to blame Trump supporters. Turned out to be fake. White men rob Muslim woman of her hijab and wallet, except it never happened. Turned out to be a hoax. Church organist vandalizes his own church. They tried to play spray paint positive Trump positive stuff on there. Turned out they did it themselves. A hoax. Drunk white men attack Muslim woman in story. Another one that was totally made up and never even happened. Oh, by the way, these are at the Daily Caller. White guy sets his own car on fire, paints racial slur on his own garage, and blames Trump supporters. A hoax. Prankster tricks liberal journalists into spreading anti-Trump hoax. Student writes anti-Muslim graffiti on his own door at Beloit College. A hoax. Israeli man behind anti-Semitic bomb threats in the U.S. Another hoax. The St. Olaf, Minnesota staged protests. That turned out to be a hoax. Fake hate at Air Force Academy goes viral. Yeah, the fake racism claim that turned out to be a hoax. K-State, fake hate crime, racist graffiti carried out by minority student. Waiter fakes note calling himself a terrorist. Waitress fakes racist note. I mean, the list goes on and on. Do you understand who these people are? Everything they do is fake, from Jussie Smollett to Covington Catholic to the Russian collusion probe.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece.